That music means it's time for Act Locally Waco on the radio. I'm Debbie Wright with Act Locally Waco.
And I'm Beth Richards with 103.3 Waco Public Radio.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State. Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.
That music means it's time for Act Locally Waco on the radio. I'm Debbie Wright with Act Locally Waco.
And I'm Beth Richards with 103.3 Waco Public Radio. Before we get into some events happening around town, a reminder to be safe. If you're not vaccinated, please mask up.
And let me just give a quick plug to KWBU because their big membership event is going on. This is a great community resource that I hope you will support. You can join them over at kwbu.org.
Thanks so much for that, Debbie. Well, tomorrow at Brazos Park East, the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's takes place.
Event check-in starts at 8 a.m., followed by the opening ceremony at 9 a.m., and the walk begins at 9:30 a.m. All funds raised through the Walk to End Alzheimer's further the care, support, and research efforts of the Alzheimer's Association.
Register online at act.alz.org. If you're interested in helping out with setup, cleanup, registration, water stops, or the Promise Garden, contact Brenda at wacowalk@alz.org.
Improv comedy hits the stage this Saturday night at the Brazos Theater. They're located at 7524 Bosque Boulevard. Tomorrow night, there will be a fully improvised comedy show that starts at 7:30 p.m. This is a regular event on the first Saturday of every month. It is BYOB, and the snack bar will be open. Tickets are available online at BrazosTheater.com or get them at the door starting at 7 p.m.
Saturday, the Heart of Texas Goodwill Industries is excited to host its first annual fundraising gala at the Ridgewood Country Club. The evening will celebrate individuals impacted by Goodwill services and recognize all those who made it possible. It'll be a fun-filled night of food, live music, a raffle, and more.
And if you have any questions about the event, please contact Serena Cole at scole@hotgoodwill.org.
Sunday is Fire Safety Day at the Mayburn Museum.
You can engage in hands-on activities and demonstrations designed to teach about the importance of fire safety. You will meet first responders, including AMR's 3-year-old golden doodle, Liberty.
And explore emergency vehicles. Take pictures in firefighter protective equipment. This happens Sunday at the Mayburn Museum on University Parks Drive from 1 until 5 p.m.
Fire hats and badges will be available for the first 500 participants. Treats will be available for purchase from local food trucks. And at 4:30, there will be an end-of-day fire drill. Visitors and staff will hear the alarm and evacuate the museum. You can learn from local experts about the proper procedure to follow in a real-life emergency.
On Tuesday, the Waco-McLennan County Public Health District will be hosting a walking group for new and expecting parents.
Baby Steps is a free walking group for parents with children under 3 years old. Parents will have the opportunity to meet with other parents and speak with local experts about parenting and health topics, like breastfeeding and finding a birth or postpartum doula.
Baby Steps will meet every Tuesday at 6 p.m. in Cameron Park at Pecan Bottoms, and this will continue through November 2nd. Feel free to call 254-750-5431 to register or for more information. Another great walking event will take place on Thursday. That'll be October 7th, but this is going to be a weekly walk.
That's right. It's with LaShonda Mowray Horn, director of the Waco-McLennan County Public Health District. This weekly 30-minute walk and talk will be meeting each Thursday at 6 p.m. all over Waco. If you are interested in learning about the benefits of walking, you can meet the health district director and learn about what's taking place at the health district. We definitely encourage you to join this. Bring the whole family, including the dog, as long as it's on a leash, and be prepared to scoop its poop.
Good advice.
All activity levels are welcomed.
The 17th annual Charity Golf Scramble at Cottonwood Creek Golf Club is happening on Thursday. This is a benefit for grassroots community development.
Check-in and lunch starts at 11:30 a.m., and golfers will tee off at 1 p.m. Your ticket includes lunch, a green fee, a cart, and range balls. There will be prizes for longest drive, closest to the pin contest, with first and second and next to last team scores.
I would not want to win that one, I think. If you'd like more information, call Mike Stone at 254-235-7358, and that's extension 206.
Another Thursday event is the P20 Central Texas Regional Council in partnership with the Workforce Solutions of Central Texas and Region 12's Education Services Center will be hosting the Pathways 21 Central Texas College Experience. This will begin at 9 a.m. and wraps up around 4 p.m.
The event is free to all students. Representatives from colleges and universities in Central Texas and from around the state will be available to interact virtually with students and discuss the degree plans, scholarships, and culture offered by their specific institutions.
The Pathways 21 Central Texas College Experience is a great way for students to gain exposure to many post-secondary options available. The goal of the event is for students to walk away knowing the next steps to take in life beyond high school.
Students register for free at pathwayscentraltexas.easyvirtualfair.com.
This is only a sampling of things happening in and around town this coming week. But if you have an event coming up, send me over all the details at actlocallywaco.org and I'll get them posted on our calendar.
And this segment will be posted on our website at kwbu.org. Debbie, I hope you have a great weekend, and as always, stay safe.
You too, Beth, and I'll see you guys next week when we have Act Locally Waco on the radio.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.